This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel to the nation today in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Sonmarg Tunnel will significantly reduce the travel time to just 20 to 25 minutes between Gagangir and Sonmarg in Gandharbal district. The opening of the tunnel will boost domestic and international tourism in Sonmarg while providing all-weather connectivity between Sonmarg and Gagangir that leads to the approach road towards the under-construction Zojila tunnel. The tunnel will increase socio-economic development throughout the region, including Kargil and Leh districts. The tunnel is equipped with cutting-edge technologies that provide real-time updates and seamless connectivity for users. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has rejected Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal's allegation that during a recent Delhi Development Authority DDA meeting, the land use of Shakur Basti area has been changed. He termed the allegation as baseless, saying the DDA has neither changed the land use of this colony nor has given any eviction or demolition notice. He added that during DDA's meeting, two of AAP's MLAs were present. Mr. Saxena alleged that the AAP leader is deliberately misleading people. He urged him to stop making such statements, otherwise DDA will take action against him. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, began today in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on the occasion of Paush Purnima. Millions of devotees, pilgrims and visitors are taking a holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on the 26th of February, a rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds to the speciality of Mahakumbh this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished everyone on the commencement of Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called it a special day for crores of people who cherish Bharatiya values and culture. The festival of harvest, Lohri, will be celebrated today in North India, especially in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Chandigarh. Lohri marks the end of the long nights of winter and welcomes the longer days of summer as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. Lohri is celebrated very enthusiastically and zestfully, accompanied by many customs and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today greeted all Indian people living in the country and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Rajasthan today. Northern, eastern and northeastern states of the country can experience dense fog in the morning and night hours during the next 2 days. Wildfires in the greater Los Angeles area have claimed 24 lives, burned through 40,000 acres and destroyed over 12,300 structures, leaving entire communities devastated. Fires, which began Tuesday night, are among the most destructive in the county's history, according to Los Angeles Fire Chief. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on TB Mukt Bharat with Professor Urvashi B. Singh, DDG TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-234-21050 and 011-233-1444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. The Khokho World Cup 2025 will begin at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. This inaugural edition, backed by the Indian Olympic Association, will feature 20 men's and 19 women's teams. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly 1% lower in the intraday trade today amid weak global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 565 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.